Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's often hardest to think when you've been working all day, especially if your job involves making lots of decisions. Psychologists call this decision fatigue, and evidence has shown that the phenomenon has serious real-world consequences beyond just making you collapse on the sofa. Now, a study from the University of Cambridge seems to demonstrate that it could make the difference between your bank loan getting approved or rejected. Lead author Tobias Baer is with us. So, Tobias, what exactly were you looking at?
So we had a sample of 26,500 loan decisions made by 30 credit officers over a whole month. That's a huge data set, and it allowed us to finally solve a puzzle we had in our mind, namely whether this decision fatigue also would apply to credit officers. The financial industry many times had told me no. One head of credit had put it nicely, our people are like robots. They just follow the guidelines. And with this data, we found something quite different.
What sorts of bank loans were you looking at?
We looked at a very particular decision for loans to small and medium enterprises. Specifically, these were all companies who already had a loan, but they had problem repaying the loan. And so they asked the bank whether they could restructure the loan and basically spread out the repayment over a longer time period.
And what did you find?
As the day progressed, after several hours of this very demanding credit assessment work, the credit officers started to more and more often reject the application and basically deny the restructuring of the loan. And that was so significant that compared to the early hours of the day, the approval rate would drop several percentage points by up to 4.2%. After lunch, when they came back, the approval rates were back to normal with a fresh mind.
How do you know it was decision fatigue and not just being hungry? Do you know if they were getting hungrier as well as just getting more tired from trying to make lots of decisions?
So that was kind of a key concern we had. And so the problem was we actually had not been allowed to talk to them, so we could not directly observe that. But what we did do is we basically looked at the data from all kind of different angles. And we also asked the bank very specifically how people would kind of organize their work. And what we basically knew is that people there, they did have access to snacks, they could get a coffee. But the question really was whether basically as they worked on hours on end, that would affect the decision. There also has been, independently of our study, quite a lot of research whether, for example, blood glucose levels would change decision making. And from all of that, we could conclude, no, it's not really that they were hungry. If they had been hungry, that could have been fixed on the spot. And also, a lot of other research suggests, no, that can't be the cause. Everything pointed to the decision fatigue to be the driver of the effect we saw.
It's really interesting, but what do you think we should do about this? Just very briefly, both for the bankers and for us trying to get a hold of loans.
Just take a break. Banks in particular, and I think companies in general, have been so much focused on efficiency and productivity. And so what was interesting that we not only saw the effect, but we would quantify it. And we could show that the financial cost of the poorer decision for that bank was actually £360,000 just in that 1 month. And that amount was several times the entire salary of the credit officers.
Absolutely incredible. Tobias Baer, thanks very much for a great reason to take a break. That study is from the journal Royal Society Open Science.